Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, it is Palm Sunday, and of course a pretty essential part of the liturgy is to have palms on hand. How was it in your church today? Did you have palms there? Give us a call if you want to talk about how you celebrate Easter in your family. I'll tell you a story later about why Easter is really special in our family. And 1-300-40-2020 is the number that you can call. This story, though, is a story of how a rural can-do spirit came to the fore in a little country parish facing the possibility of being palmless on Palm Sunday about 10 years ago. St. Mary's Catholic Parish in Young hit on the idea of organising their own palms, handmade little palm crosses, actually. It was a reaction to an immediate need, but it's become a novel fundraiser for a church community with limited financial resources. And it brings people together too, as they sit down and make these palms. The palm cross maker in chief at St. Mary's Young is Sharon Hamill. Welcome to Open House, Sharon.
Thank you very much for having me.
How many palm crosses do you reckon you've made in your time?
Oh, we make roughly, probably about 155,000 we have all up together. Yeah, we probably make about 15,500, 16 a year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's a lot of crosses.
We only have about 20, roughly varies in times, 25 people, 20 people. And it's just been a great social as well as fundraiser for our church. So it's worked out very well over the years.
Now, let me take you back 10 years, the start of this great journey you've been on. Well, how did that come about?
Well, as we started off with getting closer to palm time, and the priest here at the time, Father Richard, decided that we couldn't get them, so perhaps it was easy enough to make them. So I had a previous one from a couple of years, pulled it apart, and we had a palm tree here. So I pulled a fond off and thought, that's quite easy. So that's where it came from. And he had a look and thought, well, that's a really good idea. Do you think we can teach some people? And I said, oh, we'll see how we go. So we started off as a small thing, and it became quite large for our diocese, for the whole of Canberra-Goulburn diocese over the years. And other people found out and bought from us too. So
for those people who are trying to visualise this, you've got a palm frond. Now, how big is the frond that you start with?
Well, we usually cut it down to length to, say, roughly 10 inches, roughly 8 inches, depending.
Well, in a strip, so?
You strip it into two. One piece goes into two.
Okay.
And then you start. It's a bit like origami folding it. So that's how it all works. So.
And you fold it over, and it ends up looking, can I say, a little bit like a Celtic cross or something? Does that sound right?
Yeah, probably more that way, yes. Yeah.
Because it's all folded around the middle where the two parts of the cross join.
It is, that's correct, yes.
Mm. How long does it take to do?
Not very long. Probably about, if you're really good at it, 10, 15, 20 seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah, so we have people that, some people can't make them because they just can't do it.
Hmm.
So they might cut them to the lengths we want and it works from there. And we've got two people that come in and bring in morning tea. Because they can't make them, so they've decided, well, they can at least make morning tea for us.
Yeah.
So all the ladies are very sport, and we have probably one or two men that come.
I should hope so.
Good, yes, so not many.
Now, you have to make them close to Palm Sunday, I suppose, so they don't go brown.
No, they do keep, actually. We've found over the years that if you keep, you can keep them, as long as they're in a dry spot, and we put them all into a brown paper bag.
Oh, that's clever. Well, where do they end up, these thousands of crosses?
All over the place, all around the Canberra-Goulburn diocese mostly. People order off us. We've got a couple from like Lithgow, Wollongong, various other places. Penrith used to buy off us too. So we've had mostly in the Canberra-Goulburn church diocese. We also do Anglican church. They often want them, so they will, through contacts, have bought them off us as well.
Yeah.
So it's been a good little project.
That's
all
lovely.
All volunteers. So. Now,
well, that's what it's about. That really is marvellous. Now, community is very important at Easter. What does Palm Sunday, indeed, what does Easter mean to you?
A new beginning, often. It means to me. It's a very important part of the church year. And I think the time before it is we really think about a lot of things, that how we feel the same way as Jesus would, and what we can do and how we can better help people too. And I think that's been probably the main source over the years of by having doing something like this, it also helps other people.
Yes, and having that little palm cross with you would really help you go through that emotional journey of the Hosanna. Jesus is entering the city. Bring out the palm fronds.
That's right through
to the desperation of the week later.
All the pain and suffering he must have gone through, which is also hard to imagine. But then there's also the happiness at the end that he's risen, and it's a whole new beginning of the church year again for everyone. And for yourself too at times, very much so.
Oh, of course, yes. Do you keep your crosses from year to year?
I do, yes. Yeah, I've usually put them in a significant place, in a crucifix, in my house, or, you know, somewhere like that, which, you know, you notice all the time. So to me, that's very important for me personally, and a lot of people do the same, or in their, some people keep it in a book as a bookmark. So various places.
Well, what a great story. And thank you for what you do. Thank you for speaking with us.
And thank you for having us today. So on behalf of all our parish, we wish you all a very happy and holy Easter.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Isn't that delightful? From St. Mary's Parish in Young, Sharon Hamill, and the story of the palm crosses that they make, only a few seconds to make them, not with my fine motor skills. But anyway, I guess I could go and make the cup of tea, which apparently I'm very good at that. I keep getting told that at home, but I think that's what you call positive reinforcement. Maybe I am very good at it. You never know.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.